I'm here. It's Wednesday, I believe. I'm doing a cleanse. Talk about being fucking sober, man. But this is a beat and a little piano play by Carrie. Carrie was on episode 6. Carrie's darling. Follow his SoundCloud. Check out his beats. Gonna play a lot of Carrie in the next coming episodes. So, I don't know who's caught up or what. I put out 4 episodes last week, so that was a lot. But we had Steve here. Steve was here Saturday. We put that episode up. It's a long one, but it's funny. And it's kind of weird because he doesn't listen. He recapped a lot of things and kind of, I want to say, saw my growth in, like, the things that I've learned about myself. He went a little hard on me, but I don't ever take it personally from people that I know that genuinely love me. So that was cool. So I was sitting here stressing tonight because I was supposed to put out last night. Put out an episode, and I had nothing. Not that I don't have anything. Definitely a lot of things I want to talk about, but I think I get so stressed out about, like, ooh, what am I going to say? Something really important that Steve said to me is he said, don't lose Patricia to Girl in the Valley. And I'm not going to. You might see my Instagram kind of slowing down a little bit, and not because I do, the DMs are crazy. Like, I love chatting with you. I love chatting with everybody that I've met on there. I'm just kind of like remembering I'm living and I do have a lot of other things going on and this is important to me, but I don't know why it's important to me. When I started the podcast, I was dating a lot, but I was coming across a lot of crazy things. And I think now I don't date for the podcast. I want to make that really clear. Like, I don't know what's happening, and I'm kind of seeing a change. I'm hoping with this blue moon, something's changed for me in this whole dating thing. Cause we saw what happened Friday, you know, last Friday I talked to a man who wanted to take me out on a date, who's married and wasn't forthcoming about that. So I'm not gonna date for the podcast, and I'm also not gonna date for the podcast, as in, like, if I meet somebody, and because I'm gonna do things a little differently, I'm going to maybe not tell them right away. And that's kind of something that's kind of weird, and I'm gonna have to cross that bridge when I get to it, I guess, because I want to be courted. I put up the definition of courtship on Instagram because I think, like, this whole Tinder, Bumble thing is not working. It's not dating. It is hooking up, and I obviously have met some people who aren't very interested in me, but may No, I don't want to say they pretend to be, but they kind of lead me on to make me believe, and I think I'm in a place where I'm ready. So those sites aren't for me, and I'm good with that. I got a message from a man whom I do not know, and it's really long, but I'm going to try to kind of put into perspective that there are some men out there, that believe in courting and believe in genuine dating, getting to know somebody, investing in somebody, and trying to truly see what happens. Whether courtship, now I want to say I don't like the Tinder Bumble thing at the moment, and I'm totally in this courtship thing, and, like, courtship they say is for marriage. I am looking for courtship. I'm looking for partnership. I am looking for some sort of, I don't want to say love, but, like, that consistency of just, like, having somebody to share things with. But when I talk about courtship, I'm not kind of putting on that I need marriage. So, let me just look at this message and I'll read you a little bit. So, he calls it a dance, and he says that it's very important that somebody would invest and to see the signs of somebody wanting to invest in you, and if you really truly want to invest in them, which I have been blind to, I think myself, I think I get really excited, and I'm in, but I'm not sure if I'm invested. Like, it's not an investment for me. It's not something where I'm getting a return that makes me happy. So, and I go through a lot of lulls with how I feel. I told my best friend the other day, I was like, it's kind of weird. I miss SG. And I don't know if it's him I miss or it's like, I miss the opportunity that could have been that I saw before everything went awry. So, investing in somebody, I want to do that. I want to invest in people and I want them to invest in me. I want to really, truly get to know somebody. And it's funny because he said this exactly. Most guys will give it up all right away. And I was like, what? And he's like, especially if she's super hot. And he said, very simply put, when they do that, it communicates a very low value for that. And obviously I talk about people on here and the submarine and SG or helicopter, and it's hard because I have to reference them because I feel like this is the story we've created and, well, the story I've created for you to follow along with what's going on. Okay, so the submarine told me the night we met that at our wedding we were going to thank Tinder, and that's a lot. And that's a lot. And I think he's saying, like, any man that's willing to, like, invest everything in somebody is kind of one of those people that, like, would take their whole life savings and, like, I'm going to invest it into Bitcoin because for 1 week it did really well and was in the news. And they don't make the smartest decisions. And so I think in a perspective like that for me, I can go, oh, my God, if a guy's like, I want to marry you, I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, why would you want to marry? And I would want to marry me, but I don't want a guy who is all in. And I think I struggle with that because SG was all in. And then I'm sitting here going, oh my God, he's probably on Tinder the next day and blah, blah. And I'm going crazy because he probably, if you could do it so quick with me, even though I do hold myself to a pretty high standard of like, yeah, I'm amazing. Like, I'm a good woman. If he does that with everybody, he didn't even get a chance to see that, even though I know that. So if he's constantly just investing in whatever's there at the moment, that's not the type of person I want to invest in. And I think it's kind of funny because I am so quick to be like, oh my God, but he told me he really likes me. I see this in like a monetary value and I understand it more. So kudos to whoever this was. So, I mean, to even take the time to write this message to me, unbelievable. Like, just genuinely unbelievable to me. Because my friend, Io Gathing, who has a podcast and she's written a book and stuff, she posted a quote that says, you can't build a relationship on text messages. And I'm like, hell yeah, girl, no, you cannot. And I love that. But when somebody really takes the time to just express themselves through text message, I truly appreciate that because I am a horrible texter. I do not like to text. I text one of my clients today and she said, what? And I said, laugh out loud. It's kind of hard to believe I'm not drunk right now because I just really don't take the time to proofread things or really put thought into text message, which I do need to work on for a business aspect, and just if I do meet somebody in the future, kind of think about how I want myself to come across, because I do judge people by how they text me. And sometimes I'm just so quick on the wit that I'm like, okay, the message is gone. And I think I'm feeling so settled. And, you know, they always say, oh, when you're not looking, somebody's going to pop up. Like, doing this cleanse. My sister and I are going cleanse for cleanse. And which is good because those holidays kicked our asses. Having Steve here Saturday. Jesus Christ. If you can drink massive amounts of bottles of wine with your friends, we would be the champions. But I'm also trying to listen to some different music than I would normally, because I'm instant rap music. So I'm just kind of like, not that I'm trying to change it, I'm just trying to like kind of chill out a little bit lately. And so my friend had sent me a song today, and it's a Demi Lovato song, which I don't think I know one Demi Lovato song ever. Like, it's just never been my thing, and it's called Games. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, holy shit. Even Demi Lovato, or whoever wrote these lyrics with her, who probably are pretty prominent, you know, well-known people, are writing a song about how shitty it is to have a relationship through text message and to have to play these games. I'm like wondering, would we all be better off if we were just like, and an arranged marriage, and not be worried about texting and who else they're fucking and STDs and Tinder and Bumble and married people trying to date single people? Would there be a little bit, have we lost the like tradition of just being, I don't know if it's a tradition or I mean, sometimes I think we're not made to be monogamous, but then again, I've never been in a relationship, so I've never had to be. I don't know how I would do with it for real. I think, and this could be episode number 253, where I'm in a committed relationship struggling with being monogamous. But we're on this path in our society that it might not be what's important anymore. But my question is, I'm 36. In 20 years, I'll be 56 years old. So most of the men I know will be, that I've dated right now, will be like 50 to 60, 65 years old. What do they see their lives looking like? And I am curious because I am very independent and set my ways and don't even picture living with a man. That scares the shit out of me. But when you're 50 to 65, I'd have to imagine your life changes, your attitude changes, things slow, you know, you get a little bit more settled into like, this is my life, like, I know what I want, and like, what the fuck? Do men think about that now? Not that I do very much, but I think when I do think about it, I don't want to be alone. My mom's alone, because my dad passed away. It's fucking sad, man. And I think because they were together for so long and then you don't have them anymore, it's shitty. But what is it going to be like when I'm 55, 60 years old and I'm still on fucking Tinder or looking for somebody to have even spent some time with? Like, do you miss like the really good stuff we see in the movies or we've read about in books, to where you just enjoy, you've enjoyed these 10 years and you've went to Europe together and you've done all these things and you have all these stories? Are we going to be a generation, and younger than me, I mean, a lot of the people I know are married and stuff, and are we going to miss out on some of those treasured moments? Sometimes I think that's why I can sit here and tell you, like, I want a partnership. Like, I want to go to the movies with somebody. Like, I think I want my friends to see me, like, with a boy and like super happy and but I'm not gonna get that the way I've been going. So I'm ready to dance. I'm ready for the courtship dance and I'm ready to put my part in. I think it's really important, like Steve said, is to stop selling maybe the sexual side of myself because I can be very, I can lure very well. And let a man kind of let see my soft side. And I do have one. I just like witty banter and I can be very guarded. And I think in episode 13, Walls, that I kind of let you know that I'm seeing why. And I don't believe every man will be like that. I mean, I'm still loving on the men. But I'm excited because I just feel like I didn't waste a lot of time with SG. Or even like, I think I, you know, my best friend in the last episode when we were all sitting around the table, she was like, I was pushing for it because I wanted her, she wanted me to shake the submarine out. And I think we did. I mean, I hope we did. You know, I still sometimes see his name in my phone because his text messages are there. And that was so different from SG and I. Like, it wasn't much more. But he does know about the podcast. But he wasn't so mean to me or angry with me about it. I listened to another podcast called 51 First Dates, and they had this really cool guest named Peter Hoare, and he was talking about a time in his life recently where he just wasn't dating because he said he was depressed and he had no money and he didn't have a job. Mind you, he just wrote a movie, but he didn't have all the things he felt he needed or wanted. And he just didn't date. And he just knew he wasn't ready for it. And, you know, Submarine told me that many times. That he had a lot going on. A lot of personal stuff that I'm not going to put on here. But a lot of personal stuff he told me about going on that made him not capable of dating. Timing is huge. It's funny, I was reading an article, and I don't know if you know, but Nicki Minaj and Nas were dating, and you would think, like, that's kind of, like, we don't know them, but that's, like, match made in heaven. Like, God, could you imagine? And they are not dating now, and he was seen out to dinner with somebody else, but it had come out that he said, you know, she's my queen, like, she's this person to me, but the timing's not right. And I was like, have men felt like that about me and just not told me? And does he communicate that to Nikki? And how do you get to a point where you're like, you're the fucking one, like, you're so dope, I want to date you, but I'm gonna have to, like, not date you right now? And then I'm going to go out to dinner with that. And who knows if that was a romantic dinner, but that's kind of how they portrayed it in the media takeout. Because I'd be reading media takeout. I love that shit. But I need to stop reading that shit, though. But it's entertaining for me. I mean, between ESPN and media takeout, I don't have to worry about anything else. I'm not trying to read the news about, if I get on Facebook and see one more homeless puppy, one day I'm just going to buy a huge piece of land, have 4 billion dogs, 7,000 cats, and anything else I can find that I could just love on, because, man, that shit's hard to watch. So, I read about urban news and hip-hop news, and it's kind of fun. But yeah, I guess, let me check on my notes. So, because I put out 4 episodes. I was on fire last week, but nothing's really going on, you know, without these apps. I did sign up for the app called The League. They're saying it's so much better and it's amazing. And I hate to say it, it's hard to believe. One, I'm number 22,000, like 398 on the wait list. But I did have a client come in today and she's on it. And you get 3 matches a day, and I'm looking at hers, and I'm like, holy shit, I date him, holy shit, I date him. And then I'm like, I don't miss that life. Like, and who knows whatever about them. And everybody's out here looking for their unicorn and their perfect person. And I've said it before. If you are looking for the perfect person to date, like that fucking golf-playing asshole that I met at my local fucking sports bar that was a dick. I think that was like episode 3 or 4. I don't remember because he's a fucking asshole. I saw him on Bumble recently. And he said, looking for my unicorn. If you are looking for the perfect person in the world, you are the most unsatisfiable person with anything. If you need to find the perfect person in the world, you'll have to date the 7 billion people on the planet first to make sure you didn't leave anybody out. That's crazy. I am attracted to douchebags. It's crazy. So, yeah, you know, with everything going on and like Steve being here and thinking about things, and he sends, talk about the most, like, I want to call them like romantic, loving text messages and just well thought out. They're so long. They must take him forever to write, and they're perfectly written and they're so expressive. And he grounds me. And I think that's why I love having him on the podcast. One, he's hilarious. But two, I just know he genuinely cares about me and how I feel. And he doesn't even need to listen to things. And he can, like, I texted him today, like, thank you, you know, like, whatever. We were texting back and forth. And I was like, you know, thanks for everything. Because every time he comes, I put all this shit to sleep. Because I've got a grown-ass man who looks at me, loves me, respects me, and goes, no. Fuck no. That fool, no. And he knows. We sat at the table before we even started recording. I said, if I wanted to bring anybody around, 100% they would respect him and get to know them. And that would be that. But this is all I've been given. And so this is what we're running with. And, you know, I've learned, like, a lot of my rage with the texting and stuff comes because I am so emotional to a couple people, especially the submarine and SG. But all these other motherfuckers that I've been on 1-2 dates with or talked on the phone or tried to be hooked up with, like, we don't hear about those people for a fucking reason. I'm curious of why I got so attached to those two. And I was starting to think when I was talking to this guy, it's because they're all in. They're like willing to invest in me. And I saw that as a really positive thing. But I'm going to tell you, a handful of men have been like, if a guy says that to you ever again, shut the shit off and keep it moving. I'm going out to Atlanta. So when I was talking to SG, I talked to my friends that live out there like pretty much every week, and they were like, well, when are you going to come out here? And I was like, I don't know. Homeboy and I are done or whatever. Like, that's not going to, they're like, get the fuck out here. Who cares? And I'm like, you're right. And my homeboy that lives out there was like, do you know how many, like, just don't trip, T. He's always like, just don't trip because shit's good. Like, keep your head up, prayers up, and like, all will be well. And it's fucking amazing what amazing friends will do. So, and who knows what will happen when I go out there. I might be really into Georgia boys. You never know. So a couple things, like, I don't record this podcast or date to sound like a fucked up whack job. This is really what happens. I'm really hoping to have a dope ass dating story for you one day. The podcast is actually getting a lot of movement lately. And it's funny because I didn't know it was going to happen, obviously. And now I'm like, where are we going and what are we doing? So I'm still just trying to chill in it. I'm kind of required to put out a weekly episode, which I will. And sometimes you're just going to get me kind of rambling, like now. But I also want to clarify that if I do date somebody in the future and they happen to listen to this, that us ladies, us friend groups are going to know everything about each other. And I'm going to tell my girlfriends fucking everything, even if I don't put everything on this podcast. So for the future man I am dating, if I happen to put you on here, and hopefully we're going to find a really good way to tell you that this is out here. That's what we do. I have a girlfriend and she is dating this guy and he's kind of ghosted her. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? Seriously? Like, why are we doing this to each other? So he, through the grapevine, got a message across was like, well, I don't really like how much your best friend knows about us. I'm sorry, but that's what women do. And if that makes you insecure because of maybe judgment from the friend, what you need to understand is if a woman tells her best... I tell my best friend everything, and I mean everything. And she rides with me. What we do is we ride for each other. If I hate somebody, she hates them. If I'm all loving in somebody, she is all in love with somebody. And, you know, sometimes I get embarrassed even when I'm talking to her. And I just looked at her the other day and I was like, I fucking miss SG. Like, there's something about that scenario or something that I just thought about him. And, like, and she just looks at me and she goes, that's all right. She's like, you're going through a roller coaster of emotions. Like, it wasn't that long ago where she was sitting here with me going, damn, y'all really like each other watching us blow each other's phones up. And I was like, I know, right? So I'm sure it's a little uncomfortable for a man to know that there's like a posse of women that know a lot of things. But I think that's been going back since forever. So I don't know, maybe just be nicer and it would be all good. So I technically have not been out on a date in 2018. So that's 31 days, which I'm kind of happy about. I haven't, I don't want to say waste my time, but I kind of like cut the whole, like, I'm good with the SG thing. I just kind of, you know, it's an emotional thing. It was an emotional thing for me, and it was hard to like put it all to sleep without any answers because he was not willing to communicate anything with me. But I want to tell you a little story. So last December of 2016, my best friend and I went to have drinks with her client. So it's December after work. We went to a really nice place to have drinks. And I had never met this man, but I was just going to meet him because it's the holidays and that's what you do. You go have drinks every fucking night. This man, extremely good looking, fucking man, meet him, shakes my hand, pulls out my chair, and he says, what would you like to drink? And I said, I think I'm going to have a glass of red wine. And he, boom, orders my wine. And let me tell you, he ordered the la creme de la creme of all the red wines in the restaurant. So right there, I'm like, oh my gosh. We had great conversation. Great conversation. And he said to my face, I would love to take you to dinner. And so we're vibing on each other. This is him asking me on a date. And I said, that would be great. So the next couple of days, it was Christmas. So we were kind of planning around that. Texting a lot, getting to know each other through text message. Very healthy way. And we were building this rapport of really liking each other. So he ends up canceling our date. Now he gets pneumonia. He's in the hospital. He's sending pictures from the hospital. He's texting the entire time he's there. He gets discharged. He's at home. He actually stays with his parents because he's that sick and he's on all this stuff and he's communicating. And we're really like liking each other. And it's becoming New Year's Eve. So we're thinking, you know, he's like, I'm really hoping to get better because I'd really like to spend New Year's Eve with you. Because now we're at, you know, a solid 10 days of, we're supposed to go on a date, we really vibed out together, and now we're building this relationship over text. So he doesn't get well, but he plans a date, and we have a date. And he, this man communicated all, I knew what this man was doing all the time. He had a work meeting that day, and we had dinner reservations. And he had called 2 hours before our dinner reservations. I'm actually scrolling through my Instagram because I can pretty much remember the date. But it's kind of way back there. So he calls 2 hours before to confirm the date and all this stuff. It's a really rainy night. And my best friend comes over to help me get dressed and feel pretty. And that's just kind of what we do. We have fun. put on a dress. We put on a little makeup. This date is on January 6th of 2017. So, it's really rainy and I'm meeting him at the restaurant. So, no, I lied. He's going to come get me. So, we're on the countdown and I haven't heard anything. And I couldn't tell you if I sent her a text or not. I start to kind of shut down when I feel something going awry. And then, you know, I lash out. So we are pretty close to the time. And it's really raining. And he's driving quite a distance back from this meeting. So I decide to go to the restaurant because it's our reservation. I end up sitting at a bar, eating alone, crying in a dress. That type of rejection has been happening to me for quite a while now. He did not call for quite a couple days, I believe. I believe it was a couple days, maybe two, maybe three. And he texted me and said, "I'm so sorry. I left my phone at the meeting." Okay. So let me tell you, my best friend was friends with him. We thought he died. We called hospitals. We checked news reports. Like, we were genuinely concerned with what had happened. He, of course, texted and said he'd left his phone there. Why didn't he go to the restaurant where he had made dinner reservations and where I would maybe be? I never heard from him again. So before this podcast, I was experiencing a lot of stuff, and she's never heard from him again. And for whatever reason, whatever it was, I was dressed up at a bar, crying my fucking eyes out. And I remember calling Lamar, and he was down the street, him and his beautiful, smart wife. And I went and I met them. And I just cried. And I had drinks with them. Because I couldn't believe. And this wasn't the first, second, or third time. This was just a time before the podcast. I have had a hard time with understanding dating. I've had a hard time letting my guard down. I've had a hard time believing people. And I think I'm seeing things I will change that hopefully will redirect the type of person. But what I'm telling you is that I met a man. He asked me to dinner. We had a 10, 15 day texting phone relationship. We had a date and he didn't even call me when he didn't show up. And all he told me a couple days later is he left his phone somewhere. That is the end. I have a hard time with this reoccurring story with no answer. And it's not that I need an answer. I need some honesty. I need some, I don't want to say responsibility, but just be honest. How many times is this going to happen? I mean, that's not obviously something that can be answered, but how many times do I have to run across the man that can't pick up the phone and just be like, "Yo, this really isn't my thing. It got a little," like, some sort of honesty. Just an honest answer. Oh, I'm getting emotional again and I'm fucking sober, dude. This no wine thing is gonna be the death of me. Thank God I have a trip in for Napa here coming up. So I guess that's a little backstory. I don't do this for fun. I do this because I can't fucking understand it anymore. And I know that there's a lot of fucking people out there that don't understand it. And I'm hoping that I find a way to just meet a decent dude and, like, fucking do it right. I'm really excited about that part. No more walking dogs with this girl. And I'll be having my dogs this weekend.
because they're going to come see me. But I just, I'm going to approach it different because I cannot have this outcome again. I cannot be sitting here 31 days later wondering why SG went from something to nothing. Gonna do better. Me. I'm gonna do better. All right. Well, I think that's all I got. My advertisers want these at 45 minutes. Hey, we're at 35. But I got no advertising tonight because I'll be going up, I think, on Friday again. This was just a kind of like a check-in and a reminder that I'm here. And we're all in this together. All of this shit. So let's just all be fucking cool, man, and, like, use your blinkers and shit. Like, simple things. If we start doing the simplest things, all of us, as a group of people who live on the same planet, could you imagine if we were all just super nice to each other and everybody just understood a little bit more so that people didn't have to feel like shit in everything? Well, that being said, gotta hit that Instagram, Girl in the Valley Podcast. And I really, really, if you listen, please hit rate me with the stars. I mean, of course, I'm going to say rate me with 5 stars. But once we hit 100 ratings, some cool things will start happening. And if you have a review, I'd love to hear it, whether it's through the Instagram direct messaging or straight on the iTunes app. I would totally appreciate it. We're trying to find somebody who will send little gifts to the first, I think they said 100 people to write a review and submit some stars. So once we get that lined up, we'll be getting that sent out and on its way. It's only if it's on iTunes. So if you rate and review on iTunes starting today, I'll start keeping track 1 through 100 and we'll be sending out a little gift basket. So if you do write a review, write the review, and then also DM it to me on Instagram with an email address. And then we'll go from there. All right, everybody have a great night. It's Wednesday. Then we got Thursday, Friday, Super Bowl weekend. All right, good night. Thank you.